Hello, is this Daniel? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. And would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with Daniel?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Wait, could you repeat that? I'm sorry, the first part.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
You guys supposedly look at all of it.
You work in all of
You work it or read it? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you.
it? Oh no, the question was, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or
No,
television?
no,
All right,
no.
no. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right, perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
We will definitely vote.
All right, so I'll be definitely vote. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 48.
48. All right. So would you mind sharing your race? Just to make sure we're representing everybody.
We're just average white Americans.
All right, perfect. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I don't think that's anybody's business but mine.
All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove?
Would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Who is that again?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
I don't follow that close, so I guess I'm not that familiar with her.
All right, no worries. So thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? So the list goes as reducing crime and gun violence, combating threats to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, improving roads and bridges and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
If you're asking for the two, obviously we need to protect our country, so border security, and then the education of our children needs to be addressed. They're not teaching them appropriately in the right subjects.
All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, so it's like a neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
I don't even know who that is. I know you said who it was, but like I said, I don't follow them. I
All right.
haven't
No
heard haven't
worries.
heard much on them, so yeah.
No worries. What about Donald Trump?
Well, out of our two choices that we have for this country, he's the only one that's proven that he can provide us with a good economy and security.
So if you could give him a rating from 0 to 100, 100 being very positive, 0 being very negative, and 50 being neutral, what rating would you give him?
Oh, well, there's so many different points to the scale. He's obviously has his negative qualities. I don't even know where to address that, because that's, I mean, that's just such an open-ended question.
All right. What about Dave Reichert?
I actually personally know him, so I'm not going to answer that either.
All right. What about Joe Kent?
Don't know Joe Kent.
What about Joe Biden?
Well, he's proven himself. Yeah, he's like a zero.
Zero? All right. What about Bob Ferguson?
It's probably... can we go negative?
Oh, no, sorry. The lowest is zero.
Well, let's go zero then.
All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
It depends. It's tough to loop them. You know, that's, I don't like doing that, like grouping them all together. There's some that are doing good, some that are bad. I mean, it's ultimately I don't think they're doing very good at all. I think they could be doing more for our country, but I'll just say like a 50 right in the middle. I don't think they're doing very well.
All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
They're definitely a zero.
Zero. All right. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Definitely a Republican.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Murray Gusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Murray Gusenkamp-Perez, now, what are the chances that you might support her in Congress in November 2024?
I haven't even heard her speak. So, if she falls in line with the current Democrat agenda that is just sinking our country, then I doubt I would agree with her in anything.
All right. So next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. So a 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. A 5 means that you think it's somewhat important. Or you can use a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute to have in your members of Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is a fighter for the middle class.
They need to be a fighter for everybody, so that's a 10.
All right. What about someone who shares your values?
Oh, that's important, but I realize that not everybody agrees with me, and everybody has the right to live their own life. So I'll just say a 5 in the middle, because that's, I mean, like I said, everybody needs to be supported. I just don't think my rights shouldn't be taken away to give somebody else theirs. Everybody deserves to live their life the way they want to.
All right. What about a small business owner?
I think that's extremely important. Probably a 10. Big business just washes them out.
All right. What about someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
That's a 10, of course.
What about someone who, a working mom who understands the needs of families?
Say that one more time.
A working mom who understands the needs of families?
Is the next question going to be a working dad that supports the needs of families?
No, sorry. The next one is a different one.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to answer that question. That's not a good question.
All right. What about an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
I think that's important. Like an 8.
An 8? All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about, let's see what loads, Marie Gusenkamp-Perez. So could you please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Gusenkamp-Perez for Congress, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. And you may use a number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience, and she did what she thought was best for our district. As a Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
That would be great if you could believe it. But politicians have proven that they can't be trusted. They'll just say whatever you want to hear and then not follow through with anything they say.
All right. So would you say that this maybe is like not convincing at all or somewhat convincing? Or where do you want to go on the scale?
It's not convincing at all because it sounds fake. It's telling me what I want to hear, and I know that they're not going to follow through with it. So it's not convincing.
All right. So would you give it a zero then?
I wouldn't say that much. I mean, I like to stay somewhat positive. Like, I'd like to believe that somebody truly believes that, but they've proven over and over again that they don't. So I give it like a four.
Four? All right. In February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get to the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. We can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
I strongly disagree with most of that because the majority of all of that that's going on, it's being used as birth control. People making bad decisions. Very, very small portion of that is actually, in my mind, acceptable due to, medical conditions and stuff like that.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where do you think you would rate it?
Oh, that, I don't agree with that at all unless somebody's life's online, so I give that a 2.
A 2, all right. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes her concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions for real-world problems as a different kind of leader.
No. 2.
All right, a 2. All right. So over the course of a survey, people change their minds sometimes. It's totally okay if you didn't, but I have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican.
All right. So I'm going to read you about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about, let's see what loads, Joe Kent. All right.
Oh,
so,
wow. Doubts and concerns. Imagine that. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be reading you some doubts and concerns about Joe Kent, and other people will hear statements about some other candidates. So
how come I didn't hear doubts and concerns about the other one?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, this
is... Oh, it just happens to be totally random. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means that it gives you absolutely no doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of the elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supports the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
Are these extreme beliefs? Are these things that are based on fact? You know, I can tell exactly where you're going with all this. And I would say that, man, even though I don't follow up with that guy, it sounds like he believes in a lot of things I do.
All right. So would you say this gives you, like, a maybe zero, like, no doubts at all about supporting him? Or, like, around 5?
I absolutely no doubts about supporting him. It sounds like he's supporting me.
All right. So would that be a 0 then? Because you have no doubts at all? All right, so the last one is about this statement about him. We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. Joe Kent wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that it will make a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and the Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district.
Well, obviously, nobody really cares about the everyday person in the districts anyways. All they care about is people's feelings. You know, our, like I said before, our security and our rights are more important than people's feelings.
So would you say this gives you maybe, again, no doubts at all? Or where would you rate it?
Nope. Sounds like he's right in line with what I believe.
All right. So would that be zero then? Because you have no doubts at all about him? All right.
Yeah.
So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Even more so.
All right. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
Yes, I don't know. Are there, as of now, are there our only two options?
I'm sorry, what was that?
As of right now, are those two our only two options for Congress?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm only required to read verbatim from the survey, and I don't really know anything other than that. But I think you're always free to do your own research.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. And when it comes time to vote, I'll make an educated decision.
All right. So, but given everything you just said about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
Oh, I didn't hear a convincing reason not to support him.
All right.
You gave me plenty of reasons to not support the other person.
All right, so... to not support him. All right, perfect. So the last few questions I have are just for statistical purposes. So what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have an associate's degree in college.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, or living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Happily married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
All right. Well, this was a clear survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, goodbye.